With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's being investigated as a homicide, the deaths of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Their bodies found in their Brentwood home in Los Angeles. Alan Hamilton is the LAPD's chief of detectives.
Our detectives will be responding along with our forensic science division and our technical investigation division investigators to conduct a full crime scene investigation and determine the appropriateness of the investigation moving forward.
The victims of an anti-Semitic mass shooting in Australia ranged in age from 10 to 87, the latter a Holocaust survivor.
At least 16 people were killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling it an act of anti-Semitic terrorism.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith.
At least 38 others were injured in the attack. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second is under arrest in the hospital in critical condition. I'm Donna Water.
Investigators probing the deadly weekend shooting at Brown University have released a person of interest they had been holding, saying the evidence they have is taking them in a different direction. Two students were killed, nine others injured. Video shows a gunman dressed in black calmly leaving the scene following the attack. President Trump says there will be retaliation for the weekend ambush of U.S. troops in Syria. Two soldiers and a civilian interpreter were killed. The ISIS-affiliated gunman was also shot and killed. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 229 points. NASDAQ futures 135 points higher. This is SRN News. Young men are worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of European countries are boycotting the annual Eurovision Song Contest because Israel is taking part. Iceland is the latest to pull out, following the footsteps of Ireland, Spain, and Slovenia. The Israeli Public Broadcasting Company, which will air the contest, says a boycott may begin today with Israel, but no one knows where it will end or who else it may harm. Anti-Semitism has been surging around the world in recent years, accelerated by the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Hamas on Sunday confirmed the death of a top commander in Gaza a day after Israel said it had killed Raed Saeed in a strike outside Gaza City.
The Hamas statement describes Saeed as the commander of its military manufacturing unit. Israel has described him as the architect of the October 7, 2023 attack that sparked the war in Gaza and asserted that he had been, quote, engaged in rebuilding the terrorist organization in violation of the ceasefire that took effect 2 months ago. Israel said it killed Saad after an explosive device detonated and wounded two soldiers in the territory south. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A new APNORC poll finds this holiday season is not quite so merry for American shoppers, as large shares of them are dipping into savings, scouring for bargains, and feeling like the overall economy is stuck in a rut. Vast majority of adult surveys say they've noticed higher prices for many things. More details, SRNNews.com.